Governance. To promote rehabilitation and reduce prison congestion, 40 low-risk inmates from Tambak Prison in El Gayo Marakwet have been released from jail under the Community Service Order, CSO, program. These individuals will serve the remainder of their sentences by contributing a specified number of hours to community service. Dr. Salome Biako, the Principal Secretary of the State Department for Correctional Services, emphasized the significance of this initiative during her visit to Tambak Prison yesterday. The probation department has been empowered to supervise the inmates released under CSO orders, PS Biako said. PS Biako highlighted that the majority of incarcerated individuals are men, expressing concern about its impact on society. That is why we have thought of what transformational ideas we can come up with on how we can help you help yourselves. Thus the release under CSO orders is one of the reasons, she explained. Under the CSO program, offenders deemed low risk are offered a chance to make amends through community service, granting them a second opportunity in life. The collaboration between the prisons department and the county government aims to provide training opportunities for the released individuals, enabling them to become self-sufficient. Furthermore, the prisons department is working in conjunction with the Power of Mercy to assist those in need, facilitating their reintegration into their families and communities. PS Biako affirmed that this process will extend beyond Tambak Prison to other facilities nationwide to assess its efficacy. Additionally, plans are underway to refurbish Tambak Prison to accommodate a mixed block, addressing the lack of a female prison in El Gayo Marakwet. The PS further pledged to liaise with the Commissioner of Prisons to explore solutions that ensure female inmates are not relocated outside the county. Highlighting the need for judicial support, PS Biako announced plans to petition the Chief Justice for the appointment of a resident judge in El Gayo Marakwet. She also revealed intentions to equip the prison with internet connectivity to facilitate e-court sessions, expediting legal proceedings. Commissioner General of Prisons Brigadier, RTD, John Warioba urged the released inmates to uphold good conduct and avoid recidivism. He assured those hesitant to return to the community that they could remain in custody until they felt prepared to reintegrate successfully. Regarding reintegration support, Governor Wisley Rotich of El Gayo Marakwet announced various opportunities available to the released inmates. For those willing to learn skills, there are 1,000 slots under the Tujiajiri program, Governor Rotich stated, encouraging them to seize the chance for personal growth. In addition, he pledged to provide job opportunities through the World Bank Town Expansion Program and support entrepreneurship initiatives with tools and agricultural resources.